What's up? It's 8:07 with The Morning After on Q105. We're very happy to have you here with us on a Saturday morning. If you're not here and you're listening via the podcast, thank you for doing that. For everybody else, Q1055.com. After the show, throughout the week, if you want to catch up with the segments that you didn't catch here, that's cool. We're on till 10 o'clock this morning. Q1055.com, of course, all the social pages, and 419-240-1055. Today, we'll talk about being a single parent when you're not a single person. That'll make some sense in about 15 minutes. Also, we'll get back to my favorite game, What's the Word? Cheryl Leonard from Glass City Grind, which is not any kind of porn thing, nor a podcast, will be with us after 9 o'clock. They have a lot of cool local things that they do on their show. Also, a club that I didn't know existed and some business advice. There's a thing called Northwest Ohio Score. They help people open local businesses. I have an amateur chapter of that here with me today, so we'll dip into that. Good morning, 8:07. It's Eric Chase and good neighbor Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
Are you ready?
No, I'm scared.
Yeah, of course not, because your mic's not on.
Never. Part of the week. Well, because I told her, I was like, you're getting a new name today, because for whatever reason, she dislikes Bumble Ashley.
Why?
Who I am anymore. I was never in that.
Okay, yeah. Nicknames should evolve.
Agreed.
Like, you can't be Pee-wee all your life.
No.
You know, when you're 45 and somebody calls you Pee-wee, 9 times out of 10, you got a criminal record.
Or if you still have a Y on your name when you're 40, like Timmy.
Or
like Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby. Bobby with a Y.
Bobby with a Y.
Not Bumble Ashley.
No.
I worked all 7 seconds.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Were you
worried? That is awful.
Yeah, I was like, good God, what's he going to come up with?
And our friend Ashley Tresso is here, and these are the two people who have experienced single parenthood at one point in time, so we'll get to that. You probably saw it, Ashley. Did you happen to read about my encounter at Kroger yesterday?
Yeah, first I get like 4 sentences in, and then I know what the tone is, so I stop. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Did I paint the picture well of what this?
Yeah, I was like, you know, I'm like, I got like 3 sentences in, and I'm like, this isn't going to end well. This is.
I know exactly where this is.
Yeah,
going.
This is like a reboot of Star Trek. I know how this ends.
And Ashley chastised. So I went over to, I saw somebody that I know on Instagram posted Banza pasta. It's like chickpea pasta. I didn't buy it because it's gluten-free or anything like that. I like chickpeas and I wanted to try it. The only place to get them around here are the nice new Kroger over in Oregon.
Glorified aside.
Yeah.
On Navarre, which I have to say, they've kind of dressed up. They've put some nice landscaping and you can really no longer make a left onto Navarre coming out of places, which is very smart. So I went to that Kroger. I'm wrapping up. I'm going to the cooler to pick my own six pack because I saw some beers I had not seen before. And
so this happened at that Kroger.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes even more sense now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought the reimagining got some of the people.
Yeah, you're
out.
Right. There's a huge intellectual barrier that keeps dummies out, and so they're like, oh, I would love to go inside there, but you know, I have archaic views on things, and
I thought since they
Aldi, here I come.
Yeah. Hey, I love Aldi's.
Yeah, I guess Aldi has like done an image revamp.
The one on Navarre is also the best ever.
Mm. The Aldi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've not gone in, but I know that it's not what it once was.
You have to understand, like, you run into ignorance. It's how you approach ignorance that defines who you are. Like, if you're going, like, he's not saying that because he literally has an understanding of what it's like to be like that, or he even has friends who can enlighten him. He's lived in darkness most of his life. So when you hear those things, you're like, wow, okay, this dude is super ignorant. Now, if I yell at him.
I didn't yell.
If I yell at him, I bet you he'll be more open to my opinions. And then it's one of those things where you're like, wow, all right, well, let me see if it's really that important to you. Let me see why he's like this. Let me engage him in just some semblance of conversation where it seems like we're on equal ground, even though we know we're not. But I'm going to listen to him. If I listen to him, then maybe I can like find a crack in his thinking and drive a dump truck through it.
I wish you hadn't hadn't have heard what happened because you gave this way too much thought. I'll give the short version. I go to get my beer. There's an old gentleman, 20 years older than he probably actually is, talking to a store employee, and I hear a lot of F words that rhyme with hag, and he had predicted that Barry Manilow was gay because he just kind of, he's got that kind of thing, and I was there.
That's the worst mutant power ever. Like, honestly, if you, and it's more of a punishment if you don't like them, you know? It's like, I can sense them everywhere. Oh, well, damn.
Like, you're here I am. Yeah. All alone.
The gay version of Professor X. Congratulations. Yep.
Cerebro.
So I was standing there trying to pick out beers, but it just kept getting under my skin. And I don't usually do confrontations because I have a temper that I don't need coming back. So I was measured. I didn't yell. And he was a little confused when I said, well, what if I don't like the women that you're attracted to? And he told me I was just thinking about it too much. And I said, I'm just trying to...
And there it is. There is the crack in his thinking. He doesn't like thinking about things much. That he likes the base premise, and then he runs with it.
He's like, I never really thought before.
Yeah, right.
This is just what I was told one day.
I got a lot of unused stuff right up in here that's going to be fresh when I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost think you thought too much about it. You should have been like, you're a jerk. Look, bye.
Yeah, way to waste your only prediction.
Had I been just looking to grab a six-pack, I would have been okay. But because I was a little selective looking to see what they had, I got the F word rammed into my ear 32 times.
Should have just been like, yo, stop saying the F word.
Do you know what's really funny? And I've found this to be, like, majority of the time true. Do you know the people who are really offended by words that describe other people in a derogatory manner? It's always the people who aren't those things.
God, say, you know, it's white people.
It is. Like, you guys get so, and like, it's this fake ass, I'm sorry, it's this fake outrage where you're like, oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God. And you're like, hey, if you're one of those minorities, you're like, yes, I hear it a lot. You know what? Doesn't nearly have the impact on me as it does you right now. So if you'd put down that sign and actually try to do something about it instead of just going, you're outraged, you know?
I get it. And you're right. You're right. There are too many people, especially in this culture and climate where we're ultra reactive and we think we're doing good, where we're speaking. Like,
hold on, minority.
Almost talking about it too much.
You know what? You know what totally summarizes your feeling with that? Like, this has been 5 years now that the Washington Redskins issue keeps coming up. And all the time I'm like, I don't know. Like, this is, of all the people who seem to be aggrieved, I don't take a big issue with this. And I know that there are certain Native American groups who want that gone. And I know people want to get rid of Chief Wahoo for the Indians because he's red-faced. Maybe Native Americans just don't have good PR, but I never hear about that many people who are that angry about it.
You know why? Because they own casinos.
And they're rich.
They're like, we're rich. Yeah, let them think we're dumb Indians. Blah, 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 blah. Come on in here.
Take your money.
Yep.
Bring it on in.
Ashley's husband has been gone all week. We'll get to that in just a bit. How was week three of work?
Week three of work was good. I mean, it was, I got to say, it was like getting into the groove of things. You know, I'm 21 days in, and first of all, I think I may have a homeless guy problem.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Like, he lives.
No, like, here's the thing. I was nice. I let him use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Okay. And then hold on. And then here's the double whammy. And this is what drives, like, my team members crazy, because they know I'm a soft touch. They know, like, as soon as somebody comes in with, like, some kind of sad story, that I'm going to go like this. Oh, and then I'm going to do everything within my power to help with, you know, and that's because that's what I do. And so he was like, hey, man. You know, I need the money for the bus. And it's, you know, just a couple of bucks. And so I gave him a couple of dollars. Now, mistake one was letting him use the bathroom.
Right.
Mistake two was giving this cat $2. Now, all of a sudden, he pops into the office, like when I'm out going to the bank to make deposits or something, and I'll come back and he'll just be standing there. And the last time, he sprayed his entire body down with the air freshener that I had like sitting up on a wall, you know, just it was like Glade, and he sprayed it on him like it was Axe, and then shook my hand, and then told me the most ridiculous lie I have ever heard in my life. But since it was so creative, I know we don't have a lot of time.
No, you're fine.
He goes, hey man, I need to borrow like 50 cents to activate my debit card.
He said,
I need to borrow 50 cents to activate my debit card. He goes, I have to send it to the company so that then in turn they can activate it. And I'm like, here, as somebody who has some familiarity with a debit card, credit card, I know how they come in the mail, and it's usually an 800 number on a sticker. But dude, you just told me they charge you 50 cents to activate your debit card. So I was like, all right, I'm going to slide this dollar to you because it was creative.
Activate two.
I'm like, tell your friend, you know.
What's his name?
I have no idea, but he asked me for an auto quote, and I went, do you have a car? He said, no. I said, do you have a license? He said, no. And I went, well, sir, you know, I don't want to waste either one of our times here by sitting you down and running an imaginary auto quote on a car that you don't have with a license that you're not allowed to have.
Right.
So I said, but, you know, as soon as you get that together, we can do that.
When's the last time you saw him?
Last week. Tuesday?
So it's been some days.
Yeah, he was like, you know, I just want to let you know I'll be around.
He activated that debit card. He's in Aruba
with
now.
50 cents. I've never heard of that.
Ashley, how long has Kevin been away now? A week?
A week,
I wanted you to stop by last week, but you were taking him to the airport?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens when you turn into a single parent? We're going to get to that next. 8:18 with the morning after on Q105.
The 60th Grammys live from New York, Sunday, January 28th. Music's biggest night turns 60.